Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
More now on the 11 people who've been arrested in relation to the attempted murder of Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell in Omagh in February. Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson is on the line. Good morning, Amanda. So tell us, what do we know about these arrests?
Okay, good morning. Well, detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team have conducted what's been described by the PSNI as a significant search and arrest operation in relation to the attempted murder of DCI John Caldwell. Now, 11 people were arrested today under the Terrorism Act in Omagh and Coal Island, and those people are aged between 21 and 72 years old, and they're currently at the Serious Crime Suite in Musgrave Street in Belfast, where they're being questioned by detectives.
And how long do we know can they be held for?
Yes, well, they can be questioned for 48 hours before police would have to apply to the court for an extension. And then because of the nature of the Terrorism Act legislation, various extensions can be appealed beyond that.
People will remember that there was a claim of responsibility, Amanda, from the new IRA. That was immediately after the attempted murder. There have been previous arrests of people, including those from a Protestant background. But has the PSNI focus stayed with the new IRA all the way through the investigation?
Yes, it has. You know, we knew for sure, police said that they believed that the new IRA may have acted with an organised crime gang to carry out the attack, which is, I think, where the different community backgrounds issue comes forward. But so far in the investigation, I think I haven't got the exact figure, but it's around 30 people have been arrested as part of this investigation. And I'd imagine that's something that will continue, that the pressure that will be applied among those police suspected of being involved in dissident Republican activity will continue. So we've yet to hear what will happen with the 11 arrests today. No one has been charged so far, but certainly it comes on the back of DCI Caldwell's first public appearance as such earlier this week.
I think people were really surprised to see John Caldwell out and about. He met King Charles and Queen Camilla at Hillsborough. We know he was really seriously injured, but he was there, he greeted them, he had a private meeting with them as well, didn't he?
Yes, he made his first public appearance at that Hillsborough Castle garden party event. I don't think that was a mistake that he was photographed in that particular setting. He had a private meeting with the royals and then was photographed and seen out and about amongst the grounds of Hillsborough Castle. It's clear that John Caldwell is a big man, that he's a sturdy type of guy, and it appears that he has lost a considerable amount of weight since the attack on his life, but there was a very clear message from him perhaps that he's getting on with his life, and I think that was obviously very well thought of before it was put into the public domain.
So you think that was a strategy? I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm well.
I think so, yes. I think, you know, the presentation of all of these issues is obviously very important whenever you're talking about these types of incidents, and also as well the sheer number of arrests that the PSNI has made during this investigation is probably part of a bigger picture about applying pressure to those that they believe are involved in dissident Republican activities. So that's the latest from Belfast.
There's no indication, though, Amanda, that John Caldwell is going back to work at the PSNI in the short term or medium term even.
Not at this point. You know, the Police Federation made clear in the aftermath of the attack that John Caldwell had suffered life-changing physical injuries, but also the mental health impact when someone tries to murder you, obviously has to take its toll to an extent. So there hasn't been an indication of that, and John Caldwell and his family have kept quite a sort of low profile up to this point. But that may be something that changes in the coming months, because listeners will be aware that John Caldwell was a very high profile senior PSNI officer, often the spokesperson that will be fronting a lot of sort of media appeals and media appearances. So we'll hear in the not too distant future from the police and perhaps from the Police and Federation about what John Caldwell's intentions are about his career.
All right. And in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on what happens in relation to those 11 arrests in connection with the attempted murder of John Caldwell. Amanda, thank you very much for bringing us up to date. Amanda Ferguson there, Belfast-based journalist. Now, coming up after the break, there are reports of barrel jellyfish washing up on our shores, and Ken O'Sullivan will tell us if we need to be worried.
text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.